Okay, Yashika Godel. I just want to say one nekuda. So, b'kitzur, there is two things in halacha. There is divrei kedusha, that is tefillin, mezuzahs, and any sefer, even a sefer that's written in English, even a sefer that doesn't have any shemus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So, all those things are kedusha. Torah has kedusha. Then there are divrei mitzvah. So divrei mitzvah. So there's tashmish kedusha and divrei mitzvah. So divrei mitzvah. The halacha is that al pi halacha, like it doesn't have kedusha, doesn't have any Torah over them, but it is a mitzvah. So al pi halacha, it can be discarded. But it should not be done with their zilzul. So to take esrik and after yontif to throw it in the garbage with other spoiled foods, so that is a zilzul, that should not be done. So let's say somebody built a sukkah and now he's going to have a new sukkah. So the walls and the schach should not be thrown in a way that's going to be zilzul. So the person can put it near the garbage and by itself, and then the people are going to take it, and what they are going to do, that is already not my business, but I should not do it with our zilzul. Okay. So, but there is a mila, there is a preference to do another mitzvah, something that was used for mitzvah, to do another mitzvah with it. So that's why some people keep the hoshanas from Hoshana Rabba. They let it dry and they keep it for Shmira. I'm not going to go into that. Some people keep the Abba Minim. They dry it out and they keep it in the house for Shmira for a year. And once they keep it for a year, so the next year comes Pesach. So then it's written that it should be, if somebody can take it to a matzah bakery, and so you use the Abba Minim, to bake the matzahs, so that is another mitzvah. That's not always so easy always to do. So some people, what they do is they burn it with the chometz. So they use that there should be fire for burning the chometz, which is also a mitzvah of tashbisu, to be kind of the mitzvah of burning the chometz. Okay, so some people, the adasim, they use for besomim. The esrik, they use for besomim. Some people from the esrik, they make esrik jelly, and it's brought in the sforim, zgula, tubishvat, whatever, without going into that. So, bekitzur, we try to use things for another mitzvah. Let's say somebody the tzitzis ripped one string. So without going into it, if it's still kosher, yes, no, whatever, but what do you do with that one string? So it's mentioned that if a person can use it in a sefer to remember the place where he's holding, so that would be a nice thing to do. Lamaisa, a lot of poskim say that the tzitzis and the talis cotton, the katchila should also go into gneiza, even though it's only divrei mitzvah. So everybody has to find out what to do. Now, with Eruv Tavshilin, so that is a mitzvah. So the Eruv Tavshilin was done so a person can prepare from Erev Shabbos, which is Yontif, to Shabbos. So because it's a Dvar Mitzvah, so then you try to do another mitzvah with it. So the challah or the matzah, so the person, so it's brought in the poskim, it should be used for Lech Mishnah, for Leil Shabbos, for the Suda Friday night, and for the Suda Shabbos morning. And by Shalashudas to eat it, so like this, the person did a few mitzvahs with it. So that is always the idea. Hashem should help. We should always be busy with mitzvahs, with aliyah and brochas, cult of.